weekend. Always at the top of the show, we kick it around with talk radio news. Fun to have the former congressman on, Bob Ney. Bob, I understand everybody on the East Coast is melting.
It's hot. I mean, it's hot in D.C. for different reasons beyond weather.
But what's the temperature feel like, though? 110, 105?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it feels like August in D.C. when you would normally have August in Washington, which is horrible.
Yeah, no kidding. It's the humidity, I think, that's such a killer.
It's tough.
It is. Okay, so it's hot in another sense, too. The Speaker of the House, Boehner's, talking about moving this contempt vote forward in the House. So he's taking no prisoners, and they're not going to wave the white flag. It doesn't look that way. What do you make of that, and what do you think Holder will do? How will they respond?
Boehner has no choice. You know, you've got 19 chairs of the House. I used to be one of the 19. If a chairman does something and you can't stop him in the committee, you really can't stop him on the floor hardly, and Boehner cannot undertake that battle. It would undo Boehner. If he would, you know, move to stop Darrow Issa of California, the chairman, it would undo him. This has become, you know, a political tool right now. I mean, in people's minds. I think, Kate, the whole thing goes away quickly. It's a no win. This is not Alberto Gonzalez. There's not a silver bullet laying out here somewhere. And so I think it goes away. But Boehner has no choice. So, yes, he's going to take it to the floor. Unless Eric Holder says, let me dump some more documents with you. Which I don't know why he would actually do that anymore. You know, he's given him 8,000. I'm not sure why he would want to give more now that the president has executive privilege.
Yes, they probably won't want to do that. But Boehner, yeah, like you said, he had no choice. I'm glad you pointed that out about once the chairman does something like that, because Boehner was hot to trot to say we can't push contempt forward. For weeks he's been saying that because they got to focus on the election.
Right, and then somewhere along the line, in the next probably few days, Romney's surrogates will be talking most likely to Boehner and say, okay, that's enough. There's other things we want to do.
Yeah.
And they won't want, you don't want the battle to become Eric Holder. Look, when I fill up the gas tank tomorrow, like Americans across this country, I'm not going to sit there and say, wow, it is so good they got Eric Holder. I feel so much better about driving my car and paying this outrageous amount of money.
Right. It's about the economy. Yeah.
You know? Wow, boy, I'm glad I feel better. They got Eric Holder.
Yeah. I agree. It's so funny. And most people, you know, outside of the Beltway, people who aren't even into politics, maybe they're tuned out. They don't care.
Yeah.
They don't. It's just sound in the background. You're right. How many people, if we took a poll, they would have no idea?
And again, this isn't Alberto Gonzalez. He doesn't rise to the level. Even the Republicans knew Alberto Gonzalez was out, on planet Mars.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He was great.
Romney today is talking with a Hispanic group and says that President Obama takes them for granted, saying that he hadn't kept his promises and was actually pandering to Hispanics. How is Romney trying to figure out a way to play this because of what now has happened on immigration?
Well, he has to figure out a way. And what he said today was he also added, vote your wallet, vote your wallet.
Yeah.
Which means, you know, he doesn't want to address directly, of course, and it's hard for him, the direct issues that they care about. Now, but it was interesting because at least my take, tell me if I'm wrong, but it seems like he gave a cursory support to what the president did in the rules of children brought here or born here, it seems to me.
Yeah, if you listen to the whole thing. Yeah, absolutely. If you listen to the whole thing, he's saying it's just a little, I think the way he was trying to play it is just that it was a little piece of it and it's not enough and it could have been done before when he first came in. So it's tough how he's trying to straddle that. No straddling here. Student loans, period. Cool. We're almost at that date where it's going to shoot up. Obama says the Republicans are playing chicken on the loan rates.
This one's bad. Look, July 1st, kaboom. This thing doubles. And, you know, with this economy, there's a lot of people trying to go back to school because they have no other choice. They're trying to do that, and student loans are important. This would be a disaster. These things are coming right close to the edge, and honestly, I don't know why. I'm really not sure why. When I was in Congress, with all the battle and bickering, certain things, you know, moved because they were common sense.
Right, it's inevitable because you're going to win with students and how people feel about that, and then you're just talking about an amount that is a killer, though, if you keep going up.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Bob Ney, have a fabulous weekend. Thanks so much for coming by. All right, besides what happens in the Beltway, which, by the way, I agree with him that most people, it doesn't affect your daily life, Eric Holder, whether or not he resigns, has the contempt leveled on his name, has to make a big decision, or stays till the end of the year, whatever it might be. But here's somebody who it does affect, and I said this on a previous show, Brian Terry, the Border Patrol agent, his family affected by decisions by Fast and Furious. They're not happy. Of course they're not happy. They lost their son, who was desperate to serve the country in the Border Patrol manner, who was proud to do that, wanted to do it his whole life, got the chance, and then was gunned down with one of our own guns. Terry's parents did an interview on Sean Hannity's show. I happened to see it. And they say, listen, the Obama folks are withholding critical information about this operation that might be able to tell us more about its role in our kids' death. They're looking for answers. They want answers. So they even put out a release on the executive privilege, on Obama doing that. And what they said was is his refusal, meaning the Attorney General's refusal to disclose the documents associated with Fast and Furious, and the president's assertion of executive privilege serves to compound the tragedy. It denies the Terry family and the American people the truth. Our son, Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, was killed by members of a Mexican drug cartel armed with weapons from this failed Justice Department gun trafficking investigation. Now, he goes on to say in their press release that they put out, for more than 18 months, we've been asking our federal government for justice and accountability. The documents that are sought by the House Oversight Committee and associated with Operation Fast and Furious should be produced and turned over to the committee. Let me finish because they have one more line. Our son lost his life protecting this nation. It is very disappointing that we are now faced with an administration that seems more concerned with protecting themselves rather than revealing the truth behind Operation Fast and Furious. Well put. And that's the problem with this. Yes, when we pull up at the pumps, when we get the paycheck, it's lighter. When people are looking for jobs, jobs, jobs. This is the main thing, no doubt, on all of our minds, in our neighborhoods, in our own backyards. I say that that's what America Tonight is about. But for the Terry family, what it's about is accountability. And that's the problem with what's going on at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Even the most liberal person I know who works with Bob Ney, and that would be Ellen Ratner, she says, you know, when every administration comes in, they have a proclamation to make about what they're going to do and how they're going to handle the press. And one of the things that you heard early on is transparency, transparency. And even Ellen will say, they're not transparent. She said, even the Bushes were better about that. When they would tell you when something was going to happen, it happened. But it doesn't happen with the folks now in office. And I think that this points to that very thing. Throw on the privilege, protect Holder. Why aren't you just releasing the rest of the documents? Yes, there's been a document dump, but they're frivolous documents compared to the ones that they want of the internal conversations. They want to know the accountability. What happened? Who let this operation go when there were agents screaming to shut it down? What say you, America? 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 21st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $15.96.39. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.36.39, $8.18.19 for a half ounce, or $409.10 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.36.39, $8.18.19, and $409.10.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Of accountability and families, frankly, and how families feel when the government shafts them. And I think the Terry family feels that way. Of course, losing a son has got to be the most gut-wrenching experience you can imagine. I have two friends that lost sons, and they were around Brian. One was around Brian Terry's age, and the other was a lot younger. But they carry that around. That scar never completely heals. So in the case of the Terry family, when they constantly are listening to the battle about, should you pursue the contempt charge and what's happening with Congressman Daryl Issa after 18 months and Senator Chuck Grassley pursuing on this House Oversight Committee and trying to get everything they can to peel back the layers of Operation Fast and Furious. So, as Bob Ney said, there was 8,000 documents, and so they want some more. And, I started to think about that. And, Bob, they want more. They want more, and it makes sense from that point of view completely. It might not affect us in our daily lives, but it affects the Terrys. And it does in the sense that trusting government, not the top cop thinking he's the wrong guy for the gig. He butchered what happened at Guantanamo and trying to ultimately move Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the others, everything that went down with that. There were some CIA kerflunkles along the way that sent some great CIA agents out of the business because they wanted nothing to do with the administration. And a lot of that is on Eric Holder, which is why I said, and I'll say it again, and I know it's like there's dead horses running around the studio, but if I were one of the people running the Obama camp, if I were the White House chief of staff, I would have cut Eric Holder loose a long time ago. You know, he might have been at one point great at lawyering on different levels, but not in this level. And I think that's because of the trust factor. There always feels like he's a withholder. Instead of Eric Holder, he should be called Eric Withholder. They're always withholding something. If you got nothing to hide and you want everybody else to show everything else, then show them. And if it is a huge waste of a document dump of more of that inside of the inside emails and the internal communications, and it really doesn't amount to a hill of beans, guess what? Then you can gloat. And I think they would gloat if they could gloat. And that's what lawyers do. They bury the other people in paperwork. So it makes you definitely believe that we don't know the whole story. So Josephine Terry and Kent Terry Sr. have a reason to be upset. And so do we. We have a reason to be upset because of the people that we have in place. And, you know, this guy was slaughtered, murdered by our own guns. Plus, those guns are still out there. I mean, it failed. There's no question. We know it was a terrible idea. The gun trafficking investigation led to some people being rearranged like deck chairs on the Titanic. And no one really takes the blame for this. And there has to be accountability. And there's no accountability. So I say that it is worth pursuing it, if nothing else, to give a family whose son served his rear end off comfort and to let people know, yeah, you know, we think that if you want transparency, it goes both ways. If we ask for internal documents, then turn them over. If you've already given us 8,000 documents, what's another 10,000 or whatever it is? It's much less than that, of course. So Nancy Pelosi, who used to be the Speaker of the House, says it's nothing but a witch hunt. The current Speaker of the House, John Boehner, says pursue, pursue, pursue. They're not letting it drop. Take a listen.
They are closely allied with those who are suffocating the system. Unlimited special interest, secret money. And they are poisoning the debate.
Mm. This is John Boehner. See, I always interrupt him. John Boehner had a different take. He says now he wants the truth.
What we're trying to get to here are the facts and the truth about where this program started, why it continued, and why an American border agent was killed as a result of it. What we want is the truth. Why the White House would invoke executive privilege over Department of Justice documents raises, I think, very serious questions. American people deserve the truth about what happened in Fast and Furious.
Yeah, just get to the bottom of it and let's move on. And this is what I think. I think something's going to lead to Holder that he's not going to like, whatever the conversation is, whatever the email is, and that's part of the problem. And if not, then they being the administration, would really have a chance to gloat and throw it in the Republicans' face. So when they get a chance to gloat, especially if you watch the president, because of what he's saying about the Republicans, it's their fault with student loans, it's their fault with what's going on with the debt, saying that they're playing games, they don't want to work with the Democrats, all that kind of stuff that's been their narrative, especially on the campaign trail, then they would want to be able to say that over these documents. They would want to be able to say, hey, you know, we turned them over. We're wasting taxpayer money. There is nothing here. So that makes us think that there is something here. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. If you want to throw in, you certainly can. I think the drama that played out in the courtroom in Pennsylvania has a lot of people talking. And a lot of people are talking because they're scared to death that other things are going on where coaches have been protected and things have been covered up. And there's other little boys who have been abused at the hands of powerful men. You know, always a sports team is like a microcosm of society. You have a little bit of everything. So there are wonderful people that coach on all levels, not to say that everyone that there's just hundreds and hundreds of monsters lurking. But the more details you hear about Jerry Sandusky, the more skeevy you feel. I mean, even listening. And the just tonight I happened to see the NBC report where they interviewed a guy named Travis Weaver, just 30 years old, has a couple of girls of his own. And he, in graphic detail, described 100 times, he said, he was abused by Jerry Sandusky. Came from a broken home. He went through the charity that Sandusky, someone had recommended that, went through the charity that Sandusky had set up. Even stayed at the Sandusky home. And the things that he said, the things that Sandusky did to him. And when he was asked, what would you say to him right now? He said, I would punch him in the face if I saw him. And he came out along with other people to talk about what had happened to him and why he couldn't come forward before. But this trial now has come to the decision phase. It's up to the jurors to decide what the fate of Jerry Sandusky is. He's facing 48 charges relating to child sex abuse. He keeps saying he's innocent. His attorneys gave closing arguments. And no verdict has been reached so far. I'm hoping that this is going to be a quick turnaround and it's going to be guilty. Heading into the weekend, what a great present that would be. Because you can't imagine the burden that these men are carrying around. And what's just so astonishing is what took place in the Penn State locker rooms and in the showers. And for that to happen there with kids, kids in the showers, kids traveling, I can't believe that more people's eyebrows weren't even raised by that. Certainly, the one good thing is I can't imagine this happens again as far as traveling or being in these locker rooms taking showers, young kids, 10, 11, 12 years old. And this Travis Weaver, I thought the thing that he said that was so interesting is Mike McQueary was a coward, that the assistant coach who saw something, went to Penn State, didn't go to anyone else, was a big fat coward for not doing something to help a helpless child. And I agree. And McQueary has nothing happens to him. But Sandusky needs to go away for the rest of his life. Does that sound harsh? I hope so, because I think that's what he deserves. And really, you can't give these guys their soul back. So maybe that's not even enough. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE, if you want to throw in on that verdict.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance.
Yeah, talking about going the distance. Coming up in our next segment, a little sports shorts for you. We're going to mix in what happened with the Heat. The Heat beat the Thunder. I'm not going to give you all the details, but I will say they won 121 to 106 game five. Woohoo! They wrap it up. It's their second title in their franchise's history, but it's big for LeBron James. We're going to let you hear what LeBron James had to say in sports shorts right while we take that final turn heading for the checkered flag. Or the Larry O'Brien trophy, which is what they hoisted. When you're the champion, that's what you do. You get the Larry O'Brien. It's huge. It's huge to win a championship. Any professional athlete, the accolades, the women, the things that they crave, the fast cars, the big bucks, all that stuff. It's really about winning the ring, winning the title. And there are so many athletes that were superior athletes that don't know what that feels like. A Dan Marino in football is a great example. All those years as the quarterback of the Dolphins, and really in his early years when he was just a pup, he went up against the great Joe Montana, lost, figured he'd be back again after losing to San Francisco, and lo and behold, never really had the, I think he never had the right players around him, but it doesn't matter, they didn't win. Then you have another football example with Jim Kelly in Buffalo. All those years he played for Buffalo, people in Buffalo love Jim Kelly. He's such an icon still. And four times the Bills go to the Super Bowl and they're denied. Yeah. But tons of accolades, Comfort for Life, great records, all that kind of stuff. But the title eludes. And that's the one thing that I think LeBron James, I don't know that he was worried about it, but that was the thing that was dogging him, let's say, that he's one of the greatest basketball players in our time, but yet he couldn't close the deal. Because when you're the man and when you're being paid like you're the guy, you have to help deliver, even though it's a team effort. You have to be able to deliver. So anyway, so we're going to check in with a little fun sports things coming up in the next segment. But while we're on this same road talking about Jerry Sandusky, I can't say enough about how huge this is for the guys that came forward that were abused by this guy that accused him and talked about what happened. This hopefully opens the door for other people to take precautions, and some schools are certainly doing that. They're paying attention to what's happening here. And I said it before, the thing that's so stunning to me is that young boys, not that they were at the school and watched practices or went to football games, because of course that's what you would do, boys and girls club. Think of it. Think of the groups that go through and go to sporting events. But taking showers in the locker room, inappropriate beyond belief. Wrestling with a grown man in his 50s coach, nah, of course, that's oddball creepy. And nobody said anything. Nobody thought it was odd. There are no words. There are no words for this. So this trial has certainly grabbed the buzz in the backyard because of the conversations, too, about abuse. Let's hope he gets what he deserves in my mind. And I think that at least the victims feel, if he's in jail, as Travis Weaver said, that's what he wants to see. He wants to see him locked away in jail. At least there would be something there, I think, for all the people, for all the guys that went through that. So I started to look up some of the child abuse reporting laws that we have across the country, and there are different ones in different states. And there's one where we actually had this woman on the show. Her name is Lauren Book. She was sexually abused, a survivor as a kid, and she was abused by the family's nanny for, you know, 6-7 years. So she pushed and pushed and pushed, and she got a great law on the books in Florida that was signed into law by the Florida governor, Rick Scott. And its actual name, you know, there's always a number attached to SB 1816, right? But what the law does is it declares that reporting suspected child abuse is everyone's responsibility, not just the responsibility of the professionals. Not just that. It's everyone. So it's stiff penalties that are on the books that ensure that institutions like Penn State will put the well-being of children over the protection of their own reputations if a child is abused on their grounds or at their sanctioned events. In Florida, this will have rippling effects. People will be that much safer and smarter and all that stuff. So it is a huge step toward creating a place where sexual abuse and exploitation of children isn't tolerated. Is because of what will happen to the people who don't do something about it. And while everybody's focused on Sandusky, this is a tremendous thing because Lauren Book has made it her purpose after what happened to her to focus on helping other children be safe from abuse. You can't 100% put a net over this, but what a great step that she's, you know, she pushed, they got that out there. And there it is, because you gotta stop the plague. I mean, it's a sick, sad plague when child abuse is allowed to continue. So now there's this mandatory child abuse reporting law that is a very high bar for child protection without a doubt. I talked to a lawyer today who says, boy, this sets a big standard, and you wait and see that this is gonna go across the nation. There are gonna be other states that adopt something similar to this. So the Mike McQueary's of the world, they just can't go to someone above them in the organization, in the football organization, and say, hey, here's what I saw, and then that's it. they got to go to the cops. They got to go to law enforcement. There has to be a record. There has to be a trail. And then it stops, because if McQueary had pushed it further, then maybe all the people after the one kid wouldn't have been abused. Plus, it would have stopped the abuse of that kid if he had been arrested and then there was an investigation into it. It would have happened sooner. So how many other victims were there because he didn't speak out, because he didn't have the courage to go beyond the university? And that's what happens. So if more laws like that are out there, then that'll have to happen. Because if not, you're going to go down in flames. You might be the innocent person who walks in and sees something, but now you're in the thick of it. You have to, in Florida, you have to report it. It'll also make any, when organizations have certain functions and they have kids involved, they'll just be, I think, that much more tightened up to do everything they can to prevent something like that from happening. I mean, I'm not a Pollyanna, and we all know that, as I said before, you can't completely put a net over all these children. You can't think that you're going to get rid of child abuse in one fell swoop, but that is a huge step, certainly, in the right direction, a huge step. So I said it before, if nothing else with the Sandusky thing, it raises the level of awareness, not just at Penn State, but across the country. Because if you remember what Penn State did and how they handled it, I mean, they really have no comments on any of the stories and any of the things that they've heard. But it was last November that they issued that statement saying that they were outraged by the horrifying details in the grand jury report, which included the testimonies of eight accusers, and they're also young. They were young when Sandusky got a hold of them, because they're 18 to 28 years old. And this whole Second Mile charity, by the way, declared bankruptcy after they lost funding because of the scandal. The CEO said that they're continuing to cooperate with the Attorney General's investigation, and they're going to do whatever they can, you know, through the whole legal process. But this charity was huge. Lots of big people were involved in it and gave their time and went and donated money. And now it's done. It's toast as a result of it. But it's what he set up. And, you know, there's not much more you can say. I mean, Penn State screwed up with the way they handled it. And this is just something that other people will be able to see, I think. And depending on ultimately what happens with Sandusky, that hopefully there will be that tightening, as I said, of, you know, the hatches, battening the hatches down more, so that, you know, people question, you know what, there's a kid in the shower with a towel wrapped around him with a middle-aged coach, not his kid, not, I mean, even then, how often would you see that? But still, the questions would go beyond questions. So there could have been something that could have stopped some of the kids from being in the position that they were, you know, in the position of. And let's hope we see more laws like the Florida law, where you're going to have penalties leveled at you if you don't do something, if you just pretend you didn't see it, if you don't do anything. In Florida, now it's a law. It's signed into law. It's a huge step toward creating at least one state where the exploitation and abuse of kids is just not tolerated. Once again, if you want to throw in your 2 cents on this, you can, 855-266-KATE. Or, of course, send me an email. Go to the website, americatonight.net. Click on contact. You'll see the email, and bada bing, you are in. We got to lighten things up here. What happened in who? Some reaction from LeBron James next.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me and I will write you a song. Come away with me on a bus.
So when LeBron James left the arena in Miami on Thursday, he walked away with the big prize and a huge monster smile because he won a title, won that elusive NBA title. Third time was the charm for LeBron James, without a doubt. I watched part of that game, and that's where we start with sports shorts. The Oklahoma Thunder, they were never in it. They were never in this. They tried and tried and tried, and boy, the shots just were not dropping for them in any way. I mean, they got schooled. It was a clinic. LeBron James had 26 points, 11 boards, and 13 assists. He got help from his teammates. It was a team effort, and they were laughing all the way to the bank and beyond. So after the disappointment of losing last year to Dallas in six games, that vanished. That was a year ago, and they demoralized the Thunder, who their superstar, who I think is awesome, Kevin Durant, got 32 points, 11 boards, but the big three, Chris Bosh, D-Wade, and LeBron James, that made the big difference in this breakout party in Miami. So David Stern, always happy when things wrap up the way they should. I think he thought this is what was going to happen. I mean, he wouldn't say that. He just wanted a clean, good series. But it was a Game 5 route. Here's David Stern.
Congratulations to Mickey Arison and the Arison family, to Pat Riley and the entire organization, to Eric Spoelstra, to these extraordinary, extraordinary players, and to the wonderful fans of South Florida. So here goes the trophy to the 2012 NBA champion, your Miami Heat. LeBron James averaged 28.6 points, 10.2 rebounds, 7.4 assists, and is the unanimous choice for the MVP, the Bill Russell Most Valuable Player Trophy of the 2012 NBA Finals.
All right, so that's when the confetti rains down. The people are hysterical in Miami. Right now they're probably drinking some Cuban coffee. And yeah, I'll tell you what, it's alive and booming down in South Beach. So the number one pick of the 2003 draft out of high school, that was LeBron James, lives up to the billing. It was a big moment for him. Even in his speech, he mentioned Cleveland. Anyway, here's what LeBron James had to say afterwards.
It means everything. I made a difficult decision to leave Cleveland, but I understood what my future was about. Losing in the finals last year put me back in place. It humbled me a lot. I was able to go back to the basics. A lot of people had a lot to do with it, but at the end of the day, I just looked myself in the mirror and said, you need to be better, both on and off the floor. And I'm happy that I was able to put myself and our team in a position to win this.
All right.
I understood that coming to Miami and being a part of this organization and being able to put together this team, I knew we had a bright future. And, this is a dream come true for me. I've been through a lot the last 2 years, but, this is definitely the way that it pays off.
So, and it was a huge, huge, huge pounding, like I said, 121-106. That was the final score. So Oklahoma never, ever in it. The poor Thunder. They have some great players, some young players. They'll be back there again for sure. What's interesting, too, because a lot of you listening might not be big sports fans, but you love watching the Olympics. So here's a tip. I heard today from a good source that he's going to play on the team. Now, that's not a big secret because, of course, wouldn't you want him to play on the Olympic team? He's riding high. The Heat claimed the title. I'm not surprised about that at all. There's going to be a great team. It's going to be loaded, and LeBron will be part of it. Of course he's going to be part of it. And he was part of the team that won gold at the Beijing Games 4 years ago. And now that, like I said, they closed the deal in Miami on the NBA season, he'll be riding high. So the Olympics are just a little over a month away. And I know you'll be glued to them. This is the London Games. You know, it's that whole, here's a big word for you, jingoistic feeling we all get. The pride of being from the United States and some of the great athletes we have. And in basketball, you can make the argument about amateurs playing the pros and what's happened in the 70s compared to now. But I say, who cares? The dream team. Keep it coming. Get the best people you can get out there and play and win. Bring back the gold. Bring back the gold. It's like Michael Phelps. We want to see him set the awards for the most gold medals. Of course. I want him to get in the pool, and I want him to kick everyone's rear end. I do. I want him to win everything he can possibly win, because this is going to be it for Michael Phelps. We're not going to see him again. There's no reason for him to train and come back in yet another Olympics. He's toast. He's tired. This is it. This is his swan song, and he can make serious history. Because while I'm talking right now, trust me, there are athletes sleeping, training, thinking about winning. It's that close, and there's qualifying that's going on right now. People are being placed on teams. Some people are making it in, and other people are being left off. But LeBron James is not going to be left off. Coach K for sure has LeBron penciled in. And so he's one of the big guys that you'll see out there playing for the United States. And it'd be a shocker if they didn't win gold again. Just too many good players on that team. So I'm sure the fans in Cleveland may feel still a little sting, but it's good for the sport. It's good for LeBron James, and bravo to him, and congratulations to the Miami Heat. I spent a little time in Miami, and it's funny that you could get a seat to one of those basketball games anywhere, practically on the floor. Nobody was interested in the Heat when I was there, and now, of course, now they've gone crazy for the team, because they were back in the finals, and last year they were competitive too when they were in the finals. So now it's a little bit tougher. All right, this is an interesting story, because when I talk about winning, it's like I said, hey, load the dream team up. You might disagree. You might say, it's more fun. It's amateurs. And, you know, I go by the theory of winning isn't the only thing. It's everything. However, I wouldn't want to win dirty. Cheating is no good. Cheating to win, forget that noise. So Tampa Bay reliever Joel Peralta was suspended for 8 games. Major League Baseball came down heavy. You know what he did? Oh, this is a classic. What do you think he did? He had pine tar on his glove. He's appealing, and he's going to play until the process is wrapped up, but he was ejected from the game a couple of days ago after umpires found that pine tar on his mitt. It led to a huge altercation between Joe Maddon, who's the manager of the Rays, and Davey Johnson from the Nationals. I mean, they really were throwing down. Not punches, but they were really throwing down verbally. And Peralta, you know, pitched for the Nationals during the 2010 season. He said his former teammates approached him before the game and were supportive. He didn't suspect that they turned him in, but they did. He said, I knew it wasn't them. I can't imagine that they would have done that, that they wouldn't have turned me in. I know that they like me. So they found the pine tar, and he may be booted for the 8. Probably that holds up. The suspension probably holds up. So I guess the pine tar is, it still keeps coming up. You can go back to the 80s, and you can go back to a reliever, Jay Howell, who was suspended, remember that, for a couple of games after being caught with pine tar on his glove. And it's happened many other times too as well. I mean, he's ultimately, Peralta, what he ends up is in the Hall of Shame. I think you really want to fire for the Hall of Fame. Got to get around that pine tar. Can't rely on cheating to win games. Not good.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.